Hello and welcome to the official Mouse Weight Podcast, episode 4, sponsored by the wonderful folks at the Howard Johnson Anaheim. With the Mouse Weight family reunion a few months away, the Hojo is offering a special discount rate from May 17th through the 19th. Call in-house reservation and ask for Chris or Denise and mention the Mouse Weight reunion block to receive your special rates. I am your host this week, Erica, on the lounge, Missy Mouse, and I'm joined today by Trent.
How's it going?
And Kara.
How's everyone doing?
Hi, guys. Thank you for joining me this week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very excited to be on with you guys. Well, guys, just getting into the news for this week. Limited time magic for the week is blowing into Disneyland Resort. A special limited-time display of replica costumes and props from Oz the Great and Powerful opens at Wonderground Gallery in Downtown Disney. Items on display will include Glinda's dress, crown and wand, the cape worn by Oz, and other props from the movie. So be sure to head down to Downtown Disney and check that out. So Trent, we are 2 weeks away from Princess Fantasy Fair, and I know you have some exciting news for annual pass holders.
Yeah, so for all annual pass holders who are excited for the opening of the Fantasy Fair, as I am, starting March 7th, 8th, and 9th, an annual pass holder event to get a sneak preview of the new Fantasy Fair land will be open to all annual pass holders starting at 10:30 a.m. On the day of the event, you can't just go on the 7th and ask for a wristband for the 9th. So if you want to go on the 7th, you go up on the 7th. And show up at 10:30 to near the entrance of Frontierland. Get a colored wristband for the time slot of the two-hour window that you are allowed to come in. You can enter and re-enter as you please within the 2 hours. The space will be limited, and it is recommended that your party register together. The event will take place from 12 noon to 6 p.m. What do you guys think about the access?
I'm excited.
Yay. Yeah, me too. I've been waiting to hear how they're going to do it, so I'm glad we finally know.
It helps me because I wasn't going to be able to be there on the opening day on the 12th, so I know that I will not miss anything. I get to probably beat the crowds too, because I think if you have a wristband, it won't be as bad.
Yeah. Well, we do have a lot of annual pass holders here, but it should still be cool for those that show up. I'm assuming both of you are going to go to the event.
I'm going to try.
I will be there. It should be exciting.
All right. Well, we will have coverage of the event. I know we have a ton of APs that will attend it. So moving on to the next topic that we have. Erica, go ahead and tell me about something that happened this week.
Well, we celebrated Dapper Day at Disneyland last Sunday, and it was such an exciting event. I know it was Kara's first time at Dapper Day. Kara, what did you think of Dapper Day?
I loved it. I've been dying to go, and I can't wait for the next one.
It was very exciting. I loved seeing all the Mouse Waiters dressed in their fabulous outfits, and we had two meetups, one hosted by our own Nicole Face at Carthay Fountain, and they rode the trolleys, and the other was hosted by Jen in Wonderland, where they did a ride around the carousels, and I hear both of the events were a hit. They were a success, a lot of fun. And we had a good time. I know, Trent, you have not been to Dapper Day yet, correct?
No, I have not had the chance to go to a Dapper Day yet.
So you will join us for sure next, for the fall, actually, the fall event.
Yes, the fall event, I will.
You better.
I will 95% sure be there.
We want you to be there 100% sure, dressed in your black suit and tie.
I know, I would love to go. Like, I was bummed out that I was going to miss out on this year. Just some other stuff had been coming up. But this year, during the fall event, I will more than likely be able to go.
Perfect. And we hope those Mouse Waiters who weren't able to come to the event in the spring will join us for the fall. I know it would be a big hit, a big success. I know that they were planning on doing a Columbia, like a tour around Rivers of America on the Columbia. But unfortunately, due to weather, the Columbia wasn't sailing. So, Kara, I know you went to that meetup. What did they do instead, since they weren't sailing?
Well, instead, you got to just walk on to the Columbia, and you could take pictures, stay up there as long as you want, take some pictures, and then get off. That was about it.
It was a bummer. But for this, I know that for the fall, the Mark Twain will be back. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. Because that is that's like the pinnacle of Dapper Day. I love.
That's what I wanted to do so bad.
I love seeing the pictures from last Dapper Day on the Mark Twain. So we know it'll be back for the fall. So hopefully you guys, once the dates come out, we'll be able to announce them for you guys and inform you so you all can join us at the next Dapper Day. So we're going to move right along into some Mouseweight interviews. So here, take a listen.
Hey everyone, this is Kara Mia Poo. I'm here with Green Lantern, and we're going to do a little interview so we can get to know him a little bit better. How's it going, Green Lantern?
Good, thank you, Kara. How are you?
I'm doing great. So how did you come up with your Mouseweight name?
I'm a big Green Lantern fan, and no one on Mouseweight had the name, so I just went ahead and took it.
Awesome. So when did you start Mouseweight?
I started in August of 2010. It's been really fun.
So what's your favorite thing to do when you come to the parks?
My favorite thing to do is, you know, I like to take pictures a lot, so walking around, taking pictures of whatever I like.
I've noticed you take some really great pictures. Do you use a specific camera or do you use a phone?
It varies. I'll use my camera. I use a Canon T2i, but if I don't have my camera, I'll just use my phone if I can.
Great. So we're here today. It's Dapper Day. Can you tell us what you're wearing today for Dapper Day?
All right. It looks like I am wearing brown suede shoes, khakis. What is this? A navy sweater with a button-up shirt and a bow tie.
You're looking quite dapper. So what were you looking forward to today as far as Dapper Day goes?
Just having fun with friends and going to meetups and saying hi to people.
Is this your first Dapper Day?
Yes, it is.
It's my first Dapper Day, too. Are you liking it so far?
I'm loving it.
So what are you waiting to do next here at Dapper Day?
Right now I'm waiting on the carousel meetup. Seems like it's going to be a really fun time.
Awesome. It is. Well, thanks so much for doing this interview, and have a great time at the parks.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye, everybody.
I'm here with another mouse waiter, Crystal. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, my Mouseweight name is Vegan 7 Love Stitch.
So how long have you been on Mouseweight?
Exactly a year and like 2 weeks. So not too long, but I'm so happy that I found the app.
How exactly did you find the app?
I just got an iPhone last February, and my coworker's wife is on Mouseweight. So he was joking with me, and he knew I loved Disney. So he said, oh, now you can get Mouseweight. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And as soon as he told me what it was, I immediately logged on and created an account, even though I had no idea what to do with it, or I'd never even been to the lounge before.
So far, what's been your favorite experience on Mouseweight?
I've learned so many things about Disney that I never would have known about it if it wasn't for Mouseweight. I've been a longtime Disney fan, and I've been a pass holder for a few years, but I've learned about the Mickey Party, different special fireworks shows, different character meet and greets, different kinds of foods and souvenirs. So it has truly made Disneyland and California Adventure a completely different experience.
So more personal question, what is your favorite Disney movie and character?
My favorite has to be Beauty and the Beast, with Little Mermaid coming in with a close second. And of course, my favorite character is Stitch. And my French bulldog, his name is even Stitch.
So for someone who's maybe just lurking around right now in the lounge and is kind of shy and doesn't want to join, do you have any words of encouragement for them?
Well, the easiest thing is to just sort of hang out on the lounge and kind of get to see everybody and jump in when you can. I'm naturally a very shy person, so it was a little intimidating coming to a meetup and walking to a room full of strangers. So this has been kind of like personal growth also, just coming out of my shell. But hanging out in the lounge first makes it easier, so when you meet someone in person, you've already had communication with them. So I say just get out there and jump in when you can.
I know that your name, it has the word vegan in it, so we can assume that you are a vegan.
Yes.
So what's something that you enjoy eating at the park? Because I know it could be tricky for you, especially to find food that is good and also that has no animal products in it.
Well, I'm really grateful that Disney actually has the ingredient list. So wherever you go, whether it's the popcorn booth or a restaurant, you can find out what the ingredients are. So my absolute favorite thing is the veggie gumbo in New Orleans Square at the Royal Veranda. It's completely vegan, and it's very filling and a great price also. And I recently learned that the chili in the Cars Land, the cone section, is actually vegan, although the cone is not. So I do appreciate that the cast members are becoming more aware. And there's also a vegan burger on Main Street at Carnation Cafe. And I also learned that the popcorn is vegan as well. They don't use actual real butter, which often contains gelatin. But I'm hoping that they'll bring out vegan churros and maybe even the corn. Because right now the corn has butter in it and you can't get it without it. But little by little, they're getting more and more options. So hopefully the more people that request it, they'll bring out more things for us.
My last question for you is, do you have any must-dos at the park when you go?
Well, of course, try to get in as many wait times as I can and just savor the moment. And I feel very appreciative every time I walk in that I live in Southern California and I get to go and enjoy it. So I try to just soak in the environment and the atmosphere and make every trip special by just being aware of my surroundings and feeling very grateful that I'm here and get to enjoy it.
Well, thank you for your time and for doing this in here with us.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
Special thanks to the Mouse Raiders for taking the time to do those interviews with us. We know we've heard from you guys that you enjoy hearing interviews from your fellow Mouse Raiders, and we look forward to doing a lot more interviews in the future. So if you're interested, keep a lookout for posts. Moving right along, and speaking of Dapper Days, we want to just mention a quick shout out to the Dapper Dan limited time preview that they had last week. And unfortunately, they are going where, Kara?
Bye, bye, bye.
Last week, they performed several covers of boy bands, including Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and One Direction. It was a fun limited time magic event, very short. And for those of you who were able to make it out there, hopefully you enjoyed it. And then for those of you who didn't, there are videos on the lounge that you can see. So what'd you guys think of the Dapper Dan's tribute to boy bands?
I liked it, especially love the choreography. It's quite hilarious.
Yeah,
it
was... I did like the performances that they did.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was cute. I don't think I'd want to see it more than a week, but I enjoyed it for a limited time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was something different.
Yeah, I like me some boy bands. I'm not afraid to say it. So seeing that done in a dapper way was very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I think it's something, you know, they're trying to get creative with these events. And I think that was something that I wouldn't have expected, but it was fun. So this past Sunday, the 85th annual Oscars took place and two Disney films were winners. So we'd like to do a special shout out to Brave, who won for Best Animated Feature, and Paper Man, who won for Best Animated Short.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Well, I know Trent he favored more. What's the movie you favored, Trent?
Yeah, as a gamer, I was pulling for Wreck-It Ralph.
I enjoyed Wreck-It Ralph, but I think visually, Brave had better quality.
I'm not knocking Brave. Brave was a great movie, but I just enjoyed as a gamer, I enjoyed Wreck-It Ralph more.
It was a good movie. Both deserve to win, but unfortunately only one can. So we just want to shout out to them. Good job. Yay. We were excited to see them win. We know they kind of have a monopoly. Pixar has a monopoly on animated features, but it's always exciting to see whether they're going to win or lose or not. Yeah. So did any of you guys see Paper Man, the best animated short? What is it? Animated short?
Yeah. Best animated short. Yeah, best I did see it.
Yeah. You did see it. And what did
I
you
saw
think?
It. I saw it in the theaters, and then I saw it again when it came up on YouTube a couple of weeks ago. It might still be on YouTube. But I saw it twice, and it's still fantastic. It's such a great short. It was just lovely. Just lovely.
What about you, Kara? Did you see it?
Unfortunately, I did not. But I am going to, as soon as we get off this, go search for it on YouTube.
Please.
I want to see it.
It is on YouTube.
It's a very cute little short. I always like when they make shorts without words. I feel like the animators do such a great job at telling a story, especially Disney. They could do a great job with the story without words. So it's a very cute short and I enjoyed it. So congratulations to them. And also a special shout out to our very own Mouse Raider, Willie Rose's sister, who was actually part of the animation team for Paper Man. And she posted a picture of her sister holding the Oscar, which is very exciting.
That's
congratulations.
Very cool. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
We have such an amazing community of Mouse Raiders. I love it. So speaking of Pixar, I know Kara has some exciting news for us.
So yes, I have some very exciting news. The Monsters, Inc. float is getting a little bit of a facelift in the upcoming weeks due to the release of Monsters University on June 21st. Sully will be appearing a little bit younger and slimmer as he did in his college years during the parade. So make sure you guys keep your eyes out for this and check out his new look. This got me thinking about the Pixar Play Parade, and it's been running for a pretty long time. It's been running since 2008, and they've done a few changes here and there, some with the characters and the floats, but they've kept their primary focus on the Pixar brand. Because I think Pixar has become such a huge part of DCA, and it's played a huge role in the excitement of the new in the new DCA. And I've watched this parade on a few occasions, and I do enjoy this parade, but I kind of feel differently when I watch a parade in DCA versus Disneyland. As a kid, I grew up watching the Main Street Electrical Parade. Every time I went to Disneyland, we had to watch that parade. I was so excited to watch it, even though I'd seen it hundreds of times. But there was something about the music, the lights, and the atmosphere at Disneyland. And I don't know, do you guys feel any different when you guys watch a parade at Disneyland versus California Adventure?
I know I do. I really enjoy, I prefer actually watching parades at Disneyland than at DCA.
Yep.
The only difference that is nice about watching a parade at DCA is that there's a lot of space. There's a lot of places to see and to watch without, you know, feeling like a sardine,
their longest parade route that they have. It goes from one end to the park to the other virtually. So there's tons of places you can see the parade.
Yeah, and you don't have to wait like 2 hours before the parade to get a good seat. You can kind of just run. You could just run up to any spot and watch it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
That's the plus. It doesn't cut into your ride time.
What about you, Trent?
Yeah, I do agree with Erica. I do prefer watching parades in Disneyland. It just seems more magical watching parades over in Disneyland. Like the Soundstational Parade that they run over there now is such a fantastic parade. Like the Pixar Play Parade does seem a bit aged now that it's been 5 years and just seems like a thing of the past. Like, they would change it. I don't know how they would change it, but it should feel like something new should be on the way now.
I think that's why they're trying to add new characters, like adding Sully. It's not a big addition, but it's something new. I think, like Kara was talking about, trying to keep it a Pixar-themed Cars Land and Bugs Land. They're trying to keep Pixar at DCA.
Yeah.
So that parade, to me, doesn't look like it's going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, you know, the next parade they do, I just think they need like the wow factor, you know, the big wow factor. I mean, they brought World of Color in and it has driven in huge crowds. And I hope that, you know, with the next parade that it kind of does the same thing. So this kind of brings up our question for this week. If you could design the new parade at California Adventure, what would it be? What would the characters be? And what would the floats look like? So we're going to post this question in the lounge on Facebook, and you can also email us your answer at mouseweight, spelled out, webcastteam@gmail.com. So we'll look forward to seeing those responses. And speaking of questions of the week, our question of the week last week that Trent had posted was in regards to the Long Lost Friends Week that had occurred at Walt Disney World. And the question was, if you could see any of the Long Lost Friends at Disneyland when we have it, who would those characters be? Who would those rare characters be that we don't see all the time? So some of the answers from our mouse waiters, Miss Eeyore had posted that she would like to see Shang, Hercules, Meg, Jane, Remy, Cogsworth, and Chip. And I think I would love to see Cogsworth and Chip.
Those are all great choices for having.
I want to see all of those characters.
Yeah.
She forgot Gaston because I want to see him. But I know he's at Walt Disney World, so if I want to see him, I got to fly over there.
Lola027 put the Rescuers. We had Cherry Tree Lane and a few others that had mentioned Robin Hood, Jiminy Cricket, Roger Rabbit. So I'm kind of excited to see who's going to come out at Disneyland when the Long Lost Friends Week comes. So I'm excited.
Woo-hoo. And that's a limited time magic event, correct?
Yeah, that was a limited time magic over at Walt Disney World. They had brought out Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf. They had brought out the cast of Robin Hood. They brought out Ludwig von Drake from DuckTales.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want to see DuckTales.
Yeah, they bought those characters.
Well, hopefully we get some really good characters this year for our event. So thanks, Kara.
You're welcome.
Moving right along to Mouseweight events. Trent, tell us a little bit about the Mouseweight Bowling League.
Right. Admin and posted in the lounge that he has put together or is putting together a Mouseweight Bowling League. If you want more information about signing up, just go to his page in the lounge. Basically, on March 18th and 19th is an open bowling night at the 300 Anaheim inside of Club 300. If you're interested in signing up, go to admin's page and sign up in the link described. Also, in regards to bowling, there will be another 300 Anaheim bowling meetup during the week of the reunion. So May 18th is the day that they're shooting for the event. If you want more information on that, again, go to admin's page and all of the information is there.
Sweet. I'm excited. Get my bowl on.
Any of you joining the bowling league?
I don't know. I don't know if, you know, it's not many people that can play bumper ball and still get a gutter ball. So I haven't had too many.
I want you on my team.
No calls yet. That's talent.
That is super talent to do that. So I'm going to make sure to add you on my team. We're just going to have fun, Kara. We're not going to worry about winning. It's all about having fun with Mouse Waders.
All about having fun.
So, Kara, it's fun to win. It's fun to win.
Kara, tell us about Armenda's post, please.
Well, Armenda is bringing back the birthday post. Moz Princess had been doing that in the past, and she has gotten a little busy, so Armenda is the one that's going to be taking that back up. So go ahead and look for that in the lounge. Also, Mimi brought back the Mouse Waiter of the Day. Hallelujah.
Woo-woo.
And yeah, I'm so excited for that.
I love reading those posts.
Yeah, I loved when she did that, and I'm glad that she brought that back. So look for that. If you want to sign up for that, go to Mimi's page and put your name down.
So, and, Kara, what exactly is Mouse Waiter of the Day?
Well, basically what it is she'll pick one Mouse Waiter of the Day, and then different Mouse Waiters during the day will just ask that person questions like, where'd you grow up? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite Disneyland ride? I mean, they ask all different questions. It's just a good way to get to know the different Mouse Waiters in the lounge. And it's fun because you learn a lot of different things about people that you would, you know, not normally know just, you know, posting in the lounge.
Yeah, it does get posted in the hub. So if you're looking for it inside of the Disneyland Talk, you won't find it there. Just go to the hub. Or if you're looking, go to Mimi's page. Use the search feature at the top of the screen. Search Mimi. And it'll show up there.
Cool. Yes. Well, those are fabulous events. And I have the last event here. And it is Princess Ducky, Disney Girl 19, and Delta Chick. They're celebrating their second annual Jungle Cruise birthday meetup on March 8th at 7 p.m. Join the birthday girls for a cruise through the jungle. Meet at the sitting area between Jungle Cruise and Aladdin's Oasis at 7 for some birthday fun and goodies. So hopefully some Mouse Waiters can make it out there. Once again, that is March 8th at 7 p.m. Also, another Mouse Wait meetup is being hosted by Melanie Mouse to celebrate our very own The New Trent's 21st birthday.
Woo-hoo!
He is a bee. It'll be taking place at Trader Sam's on Sunday,
not for much
March
longer.
10th. At 11:30 p.m. So make sure you're there to celebrate and have a drink with The New Trent or just hang out with awesome Mouse Waiters that will be there. So hopefully they will be there.
I hope more people show up to that than my Astro Blasters meetup.
I hope so too.
What was the grand total for Astro Blast meetup?
It was Astro Blasters party of one.
Well, don't worry. Yeah, we know that Mouse Waiters are going to come out for your birthday and celebrate. Kara, talk to us about Coaster's post.
Alrighty. The Great Coaster posted all the tips you want to know on how to get the most points on Toy Story Midway Mania. So he put everything that you need to know on each level, tells you what to hit, what not to hit, when to hit it. So it's some really great tips. I just thought you just shot at anything, but apparently there is a message to this game.
Well, hopefully, there is strategy. I will be able to score over 100,000 because I am the worst at that game.
Yes, hopefully my accuracy goes above 10%. So thank you, Coaster, for those posts, and we're hoping to see some high scores from you mouse waiters out there.
Yeah, we want to break the records. And finally, I have the honor of mentioning best posts of the week. We have two for this week, and the first one goes out to Green Lantern for his picture at the partner statue with Walt pointing to the moon. Did you guys see that picture?
Yes, I did, and it was amazing.
Yep. I loved it. I liked it.
So different, something you don't normally see.
It actually looked like Walt was using the Force to hold the moon. It was a cool
picture.
Pretty
sure he was.
He was, you know? His like natural power shirt coming out of that statue. A yo-yo.
Like a yo-yo.
It was all like magic.
Walt was yo-yoing the moon.
Oh, it looks like a yo-yo to you?
Yeah. Like he's reeling it back in. That's what it looks like.
Okay. Moving right along.
Oh, right there.
Shadow Gamer, a special shout-out to him for his picture of a balloon with the reflection of Main Street on it. And I really love that picture. You have to zoom in to see Main Street. Oh. Trent mentioned that he didn't even know.
I didn't even see it until like a couple of seconds ago. That's amazing.
You see it now?
Yeah, no, I do see it. I thought it was just a balloon.
It is actually a balloon with the reflection.
No, it's the hidden Main Street.
Yes. And I love balloon pictures. I know people get tired of them, but I'll never get tired of balloon pictures.
Yeah, it was a great picture. Something different, too. Good to see.
So, guys, we look forward to announcing more best posts of the week. So go out there and post quality pictures, and we will announce you maybe on the upcoming podcast. Well, guys, that's all the time we have this week. Thank you for joining me, Kara.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a blast. Thanks for everyone for listening.
And Trent.
Oh, thank you, Erica.
It was fun being here with you guys today. So, guys, don't forget to like us on Facebook at MouseWeight. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at MouseWeight. Subscribe on our two YouTube channels, which is youtube.com/MouseWeight and youtube.com/MouseWeightDLTV. Subscribe on iTunes and search for MouseWeight Disneyland Podcast and get the episodes as they come out. And we look forward to hearing from you guys at our email. Thanks for listening, and we hope you join us next week. Bye.
See you later. Adios.
Bye.
Sayonara.